Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Right back into it here on Fesco and Dusty, 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Damn glad to have you on a Thursday.
Did you say Charlotte drafted the other kid from Duke, Albuquerque or whatever his name is?
Con Knipple.
Okay. They drafted him. I feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong on this one, guys, and I very well could be. I feel like Charlotte every year drafts somebody from like North Carolina or Duke and hoping that they can get fans to go there. And it seemingly, I don't know that it ever works, right? Maybe Charlotte should try something different instead of just going after every Carolina guy to try to fill the building, because that's what they're doing. I mean, there's no doubt that's what they're doing. My wife worked for them when they were the Bobcats, and she goes, oh, yeah, we drafted these kids out of Carolina, hoping that the people would come, and the people would never come to go watch the team play because they weren't any good.
It's not good.
But that's, is that the Charlotte MO? Don't they, like, everybody on that team's from North Carolina or Duke?
They do have a lot of players from, like, ACC, it seems, from that sort of region.
Yeah.
They're one of the few teams that's still drafting based on region, maybe, yeah.
Maybe. And also, too, is the ACC really the only conference left that really cares about college basketball?
Oh, yes.
You know?
Yes.
Seriously.
Yes.
Like
SEC.
Like,
I mean, yeah.
I think they kind of fell into college basketball. But if they had their druthers, it's all about football and baseball, I would imagine, down there. But the ACC truly is... They think college basketball is still a thing in the ACC, right? And so they're trying to capitalize on that. It would be like if we had a team where we're drafting kids from Kansas and Missouri all the time. Like, that's not going to put butts into the seats, man. What puts butts into the seats is winning basketball games. And Charlotte hasn't figured out a way to do that maybe ever since Grandmama was down there playing. And that was an organization ago.
Where did Hunter Dickinson go?
Kansas. Oh, you mean, did he get drafted?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at. I forgot to look at that.
By the time we got home from swimming and I settled down, it was about 10:15, and they were still in the first round. And people talk about the NFL draft taking a long time.
Does not look like he was drafted.
I'm shocked by that. He was so good at KU.
I mean, that's pretty crazy that he didn't even get drafted
really?
In the second round.
Really?
I mean, to me, he was an All-American. He's 7 foot tall. I mean, it's
can't
second round
that.
Pick. Yep.
Did you see Adam Schefter's newest tweet about a Browns player that got released?
No.
One, try to count how many vowels are in that name and see if you can say it on our first reaction reading the name.
Oh. Ogbo Okoronkwo. Ogbo Okoronkwo. Okay.
The category is place.
So the first name is Ogbo. O-G-B-O. Ogbo. Right? Okay. We're good with that? Ogbo?
Now try the last name.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
O-R. Okoronkwo. O-K-O-R-O-N-K-W-O. Ogbo.
Okoronkwo. I don't know.
Today,
Brad Ekru. Yeah, see, that's the other one for Billy Madison. Like, there's so much for Billy Madison that we quote every day, and like people probably don't even know it's from there. But yeah, I'm out on this one.
Second round's tonight. I forgot about that.
Okay,
So he'll probably get drafted.
And now the Knicks are reportedly in talks of trading Mikal Bridges. According to CBS Sports NBA, Knicks reportedly discussing Mikal Bridges trades even after paying a king's ransom to get him last summer.
Yeah. Mikal Bridges to Dallas for Jason Kidd.
Yeah.
Like that's where the NBA though does need to intervene in all of this. They fixed it for the Dallas Mavericks, right? To give their star to the Lakers, they got the number one pick. That happened. That is the truth. I don't care what anybody says. That wasn't a lottery. You scratch our back. Because at that point in time, everybody was looking at the NBA as a dead stick. Were we not saying the NBA's got problems, man. It's a dead stick right now. And then all of a sudden, the day of the Super Bowl week starting, they had this huge trade, which dominates Super Bowl week. They send one of the best players in the league that nobody was talking about being traded because he never should have been traded to the Los Angeles Lakers. The NBA's got juice on Super Bowl week. They trade one of the best players to one of the premier franchises to play with one of the greatest players of all time. And that carried the NBA into the postseason last year. Dallas, you make this trade, we'll make sure you get the number one pick. They did just that. So now what's the league going to do to make sure the Knicks get something going? Because we saw what the Knicks, and that's not me being a biased fan of the Knickerbockers because they were good when I was in high school. That's the damn truth. What the Knicks did for the NBA and the interest that they generated this year, how good were the playoffs with the Knicks in it, right? It's outstanding. So what is the league going to do now to make sure the Knicks continue on that trajectory upward? Because that's their meal ticket right now.
And the Milwaukee Bucks are still requesting the Knicks to call them for their head coach. But we are just Stover days away from the Chiefs in Sao Paulo versus those Chargers of today. So, Mac, take it away, buddy.
It's today.
If worms had arms, then birds would not fear them.
If worms had machine guns, then birds wouldn't be scared of them.
That's our favorite one. Yeah. Okay. Defensive rankings. Some top defensive defenses came out. Just, you know, early rankings, right?
Spoiler alert. Who's number one?
The Broncos.
Yeah.
We talked about that, right? We've all kind of been on this Broncos defense and said, I think they could have the best defense overall. These people agree.
Now, Chargers. This is in the NFL. This isn't in the AFC West. Right?
Yeah.
Just making sure people know. They're like, oh, yeah, in the West. Sure. No, they're saying they're the best defense in the NFL.
In the NFL.
Okay.
And they're saying the Chargers are the fourth best defense in the NFL.
That's wild.
That's wild. Right off the bat, two top five defenses in your own division. That's four games you're going against top five defenses just in your own division.
Tough.
Do these defense, and we'll get further into the defensive rankings. There are some, you know, Bills, Ravens. We'll get to some other big opponents here on those rankings. But just right off the top, looking at our those two division opponents, we've already talked about the AFC West kind of taking a step up. Seems like this could be the toughest year for the Chiefs, trying to get to that 10th year in a row of winning the AFC West. Do these defensive rankings make you feel like, okay, the Chiefs could use maybe a little bit more, an addition?
No, I think that what it does is it motivates them a little bit more. And I think we were talking about it yesterday in our post-production, and somebody had said to the effect of, well, now we see why they're going to go all offense and go crazy on offense because you've got these two defenses. But I maintain if they win the West this year, which they will, this will be the most satisfying of them because you've overcome really good teams right now. No longer is the AFC West the AFC East for 20 years when Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson were, you know, doing their thing up in New England. This is a legit effing division right now, bro. Like, get out of the way of the AFC West. Everybody's going to stink except the Chiefs. Because right? That's the way it always goes. But on paper right now, if they go ahead and win this division for the 10th consecutive year, this will be the most satisfying because all three teams can put up a fight against you now and a legit fight against you right now.
It seems like every year the AFC West takes another step in the right direction, but it's a giant step for mankind. I'm kidding. Yeah. But it's a big step every year, whereas Bob had mentioned the AFC East in those Brady Belichick years was sad. Everybody was like, I'm not playing in that division with Tom Brady. If I want a chance, I'm going to go somewhere else to try to win. And you look at what this division has become, right? Sean Payton comes to the league. Now Pete Carroll signed up to come to the league. Jim Harbaugh came to the league.
Yeah.
Harbaugh and Payton decide to come in back-to-back years, or maybe in the same year. Was it the same year? Same year back. Either way, they came into the league roughly the same time.
Same year.
And said, we'll take on the Chiefs. We'll be that challenge Andy Reid always talks about. We'll go take on that challenge or be that challenge for them. Justin Herbert's a premier quarterback. Bo Nix has had a fantastic rookie year at the age of 30. And the Broncos defense adds another step to it. Look, there's things you can do when a team is dominant for so many years, and that's either try to compete offensively or try to take away what is their strength by adding a bigger strength to your team. And the Broncos, they went defense for years, and it's now paid off because now they sit at the top of the defensive league in the NFL or the offensive league with a defensive team that is number one above the Eagles, above the Vikings, above the Lions, above the Chargers, all these teams. And you mentioned these teams. Broncos, you'll play them. Eagles, right out of the chute, you'll play them week two at home. Chargers, you're going to play them twice. Those are teams that are now building their teams around defenses and a quarterback and a coach trying to take after the Kansas City Chiefs. And what they've done is dominate the AFC West. It's not going away. It's getting better every single year. And like you had mentioned, yeah, they went 15-2 last year. they could go 13-4 and be a better team than they were last year, even though the record doesn't indicate it.
Do we think we're shifting back to a defensive league with all of these stars now on the defensive side of the football? Or, comma, are there stars that are coming up realizing there's no positions open right now in offense, so they'll flip to the defensive side and be great defensive players too? Because, look, in high school and as you get ready to go to college, obviously, the best athletes play both ways. You know, they're your wide receiver, they're your defensive back, they're your quarterback, they're your linebacker. So maybe some of these guys are saying, you know what, let me go to the defensive side of the ball. A lot of those guys haven't gotten the big paydays yet over there. The big paydays may be coming on the defensive side of the football. And maybe the pendulum does swing back a little bit to defense is being like it was, you know, where teams are chanting defense and the stadium's rocking and defense is winning championships and you're winning games 6-3 and stuff like that, right? Like, we may be trending back to that realm because there are a lot of good defenses now in this league, including the one we have in Kansas City. I mean, you look around Kansas City right now and you want to be a copycat team. What's harder to do? Find Patrick Mahomes or go make a great defense like Spags did? It's harder to find Patrick Mahomes, so you're going to load up on the defensive side of the football because there's only one Patrick Mahomes and a handful of other good quarterbacks. Your odds are better if you build your defense right now.
We saw the kind of resurgence of the running back, so that could be, if that trend continues, you're right, maybe the defensive uptick continues as well.
The Chiefs, midseason, will sit there and go, man, scoring's down this year. How come nobody's doing anything offensively? Because money's now being invested. Athletes are playing on the defensive side of the football.
Runs are down in the MLB. Why?
Have you seen the pitching in baseball?
The Chiefs not on this list, but you're right, Bob. You could make an argument that they do belong on this top 10 list. Dusty, you went through a couple of the names. Broncos, they'll play twice. The Eagles, number two on this list, they'll play. The Chargers, they'll play twice. They're number four. The Detroit Lions come in at number five. They'll play the Lions this year. The Houston Texans at number seven, they play them. And the Baltimore Ravens at number eight, which I would say is too low in this rankings, they will play as well. So that's half of the top 10
defenses. Baltimore added to their defense with Jair Alexander from Green Bay who got released.
Okay, so you just mentioned all of those teams. I made my tallies. That's eight games at the bare minimum that the Chiefs are playing against top 10 defenses this year. That's as of right now. That's half your schedule. Going into the season, half your schedule is being played against top 10 defenses. So when they go 13-4 or 14-3 and they're the number one seed again, you can say, could they be? Eight of their games going into the season are against top 10 defenses. So that's who they beat, Stephen A.
Yeah, it's crazy, too, because it makes you have the idea that kind of picks up in my brain is where all these teams have started to draft defensively, the Chiefs have started to draft aggressively offensively. Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy, Royals, right?
They're Simmons.
Simmons, left tackle, protect Patrick Mahomes. Oh, you're going to go bulk up on your defense and stop our offense? Okay, we trust our defense and what Spags developed because they took 4 years to do that, drafting guys like Bolton and Karloftis and McDuffie and Chenal and going and getting Tranquil, extending Chris Jones. We've done our job there. Now where you're doing your job, we've got to do ours and build up our offensive front. And two receivers you drafted in the last 2 years could be big impacts on these teams because what they're building against you, Brett Veach is now trying to build against that as well. So it's a consistent tug-of-war game. And so far, Brett Veach has pulled everybody in the mud pit in the middle.
But also, they haven't neglected the defense either. Two defensive linemen drafted this year, right?
Yeah, you got to draft for the future. You're going to lose that. You're going to lose that guy at 95 eventually. You're going to be here forever, and you got to find somebody that can replace that. But again, I think it's great to see that. Again, you can call it bias, Chiefs-colored glasses, but Denver defense is great. AFC defenses are getting better. What does Brett Veach do? All right, we have a good enough defense. If we can be top 12, but we can be top five offense, we'll take our chances, and we'll see who's hosting up the AFC West Championship again.
Well, that's the thing. You look at this top 10 defense. We mentioned those five teams we're playing. Which one of those five teams is also going to have a top 10 offense?
Baltimore?
That's it. To me, I mean, I think the Broncos and Chargers have a chance. I think the Eagles all have a chance, but I would put them more in that middle tier.
Yeah, I think Baltimore's the answer to that question. Yeah.
Yeah, so if the Chiefs have a top five elite offense and they're still more than competent, which we all assume they will be. I mean, frankly,
I think they're going to be better defensively.
I think so, too.
Their defensive line got better. As much as we like guys like Turk Wharton and Derek Nnadi and Mike Pinnell and all those guys, we've got fresh, younger guys now coming in, and that matters. And I think they're going to be better defensively this year.
Yeah, they drafted that guy out of Tennessee, Norman Lott, and everyone's like, ah, he was a rotational guy.
He was
guy,
the only 10 I see.
Yeah. Well, what do the Chiefs do on defensive line play? They rotate, and so he's not going to have to play a lot. I think it's perfect position for him.
Was
and
somebody Asher criticizing Kalassi. That?
That was the big criticism from Chiefs fans and Twitter and stuff like that. It's like, hey, look at
the
snap count.
Games?
Yeah, exactly.
Trying to see when they play all those defenses like throughout the season, because obviously we know the Chargers, they play week one, Philadelphia, they play week two. So according to this, you're playing the second ranked defense and the fourth ranked defense right out of the gate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then, yeah. And then you play the Giants in week three, but you play the Ravens in week four. So three of the top 10 defenses you play in the first 4 weeks of the
wow.
season. Then you play the Lions in week six. And then after that, Bills week nine, obviously. Washington has a decent defense. Not, I mean, Dan Quinn will do whatever. But again, tough road, man. I mean, if you can go win it this year, what is it that they say with Steph Curry slash Jason Tatum? What are they going to say now? I mean, think about it. Like, Mahomes had his worst year as a starter
yeah,
last year.
Right.
What if he has his second greatest year, as Bob has said, as a starter this year, when everybody's defense have zigged against the zag of the offensive league, and Mahomes goes out there and throws for 47 and 41?
Yeah, give me the statue today. Speaking
like
of
Bonds?
That, I was just going to say, did you see that?
Of course.
Oh, my God.
Should have been up 5 years ago.
San Francisco's putting a Barry Bonds statue up. They don't care. Nobody cares anymore, which is good.
Except they the Baseball should, Hall of Fame.
Yeah, except a couple of old, stodgy loser writers with mustard stains on their shirts. You had mentioned something about... I know, right? You had mentioned something about the rotation and the snap counts
yep.
and people on Chiefs Twitter complaining about the snap counts of defensive linemen. The number one thing that everybody in this league knows is that Steve Spagnuolo rotates his defensive linemen, right? We've been talking about that since he beat Tom Brady in the Super Bowl as the Giants defensive coordinator in 2007.
Yeah.
Okay. It's 20 years ago, roughly 18 years ago. If you consider yourself a Chiefs fan and you're complaining about players that they drafted that didn't have high snap counts at the defensive tackle position, you're not really a Chiefs fan. You just aren't, because you don't understand how this team operates. You don't understand how Steve Spagnuolo operates. He uses rotational guys to keep dudes fresh so they're always able to get after the quarterback. That's legitimately his calling card. That's like saying Roger Clemens needs to strike out more people. That's all he does is strike out people. You know, like, you have to understand the concepts that we're talking about. And we don't get nerdy about it, but everybody knows Steve Spagnuolo rotates his defensive linemen and he wants two deep in yep. every position. And if you're complaining about that on Twitter, then you're not a fan. You're just not. You don't know what you're talking about.
Well, and if you complain about that, then I don't want to hear how awesome and how clutch Chris Jones has been on those third downs and those end-of-game playoff game plays. Why is he fresh? Why is he ready to go? Because Spags has been waiting for four quarters for that moment,
right.
And he strikes when it's right.
And he does.
What's the saying that the defense uses in what we what?
In Spags we trust.
Yeah, okay, enough said. Right? Yeah. I'm good on that
and
one.
And you're going to tell me somebody on Chiefs Twitter is like, I don't like the snap count about this guy.
Never heard of him.
Find a date, man. Seriously, you're counting snap counts of a fourth-round pick in college?
Hey, take it
easy.
I just
want to win, Jen.
It's harder than you think.
Yes. I've got this other one word if you guys want to go.
Not if you're Alex Gold. God, everybody comes out of the woodwork for it. I got a text from somebody yesterday. Can you give me Alex's number? I want to set him up with somebody.
There you go.
Do I get 10% of this? Like,
yeah, seriously, you got to get a cut.
She's such a smooth ride.
I mean, it speaks for itself.
Alex Gold's got a real big dinger.
Why do you think his phone's getting hit up?
Because
she's such a smooth ride.
I mean, you hear that in the morning. Hey, babe, would you like some coffee? Because
she's such a smooth ride.
Like, this dude is Kansas City's catch.
Yes.
I've got people coming from everywhere going, is Alex available?
He's got more hits than the Royals lineup.
No doubt. Hell, even Binkley does at this point.
One word you said you had?
Yeah, this was Fox Sports. They stole our bit. They gave one word to everyone's offseason. They did the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you guys to give your word for the Chiefs offseason, or maybe we can just talk about this word, whichever way you want to go with it. But Fox Sports said provoked. A little blurb here for the Chiefs on their offseason. The one word provoked following their humiliating Super Bowl 59 loss to the Eagles. The Chiefs are expected to have an edge in the new season. Not only did Travis Kelce commit to play, but Kansas City will also have Rice back from an injured knee that cost him all but four games in 2024.
I kind of love that word, quite honestly, because that's what you're doing. You're provoking the Chiefs right now. Every time somebody says this team, that team, this is bad, they're making mental notes of all of this. And yeah, provoked is really good. That's a great word to use for the Chiefs offseason.
I would say offensive, because you could also call it offensive. Because that's what I think they will be this year. They are offended by what people would say, that the blowout Super Bowl to the Eagles is the end of a dynasty, as some guy said on Rich Eisen's show, which we could play either tomorrow or today. But I think they take offense to that, and I think they have their offensive unit where they won it for the first time since they've had it since 2018 when Patrick Mahomes was his first year as a starter. Mm-hmm. So provoked, offensive, however you want to look at it, I'm down for a scorched earth. Like, I don't care if we see games that go 17-16 anymore, but they win. I want to see more than that, right? We sit here and bitch and complain all the time about the Royals offense. Like, I want to see seven runs. I want to see two home runs in a game by one person. I want to see guys hitting the gap and get score runs. I want to see offense this year. And I don't know if that's too much to ask for, but again, I don't want to hear all this all offseason. Oh, they're pissed off. Oh, they're this. Go do it.
Well, and to piggyback on that, Dusty, because as I've been telling you guys since March, the whole MO this year is bombs away. They want to light this thing on fire. Okay. They said that. Not me. That's not Bob Fesco saying that.
Just like the Royals said they're a playoff team.
Exactly. And that's my point. The Royals said they were a playoff team. Mm-hmm. They're anything but a playoff team. Okay. The Kansas City Chiefs right now are telling us they want to go bombs away. Then they need to go bombs away. They've talked about it all offseason. They've stressed it all offseason. The deep ball, bring that back. Get your wide receiver. So now, if you get a rash of injuries again like we did at the wide receiver position, obviously things change with injury. The Royals haven't had an injury. They just aren't playing good.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So they told us they were a playoff team. We need to hold them to that level of standard. The Chiefs have told us they're going to go bombs away. So I'm with you on this one. 17-16 was fun to beat the Broncos, but you're telling everybody now it's bombs away time. And the Chiefs, quite honestly, when they say something, they kind of go out there and they do it. You know, they kind of do. They kind of deliver on all of their promises. So I am looking forward to a scorched earth year this year.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.